I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Gospel workers in South Korea started the weekend with a test. Would they obey God or man? Pastor Eric Foley says Voice of the Martyrs Korea planned to send Bibles to North Korea in bottles on Friday. It's perfectly legal, but on Thursday,
Kim Jong-un's sister issued a statement that the South Korean authorities didn't intervene to stop balloon launches, that North Korea would break off a number of the agreements that were made in the recent summits and meetings between North and South Korea. Later, the South Korean Ministry of Unification indicated that they would seek the passage of a law to prevent the launch of materials.
Read the full report at missionnews.org to learn what happened next.
Even in ways that we can't understand, the Lord is always accomplishing his purpose.
And on May 15, Palestinians commemorated what happened in 1948, as over 700,000 Palestinians, including 50,000 Christians, were driven out of their homes. Some villages were totally destroyed so people wouldn't go back. Jack Serra, president of Bethlehem Bible College, says many Western Christians don't know about this event where both of his grandfathers lost their houses.
Both have lost houses. Both became refugees. You know, the case with my family, thankfully, they were refugees within their own city. So they moved from West Jerusalem to East Jerusalem. But many people had to flee to Jordan and Syria, Lebanon.
Today, Christians make up less than 1% of the Palestinian population. Please pray that Christians in Palestine would feel the presence and love of Christ and that the church there would grow. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Please visit missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.